Yo, we back with another episode. We got two guests here, you know what I'm saying? Two of my former basketball buddies, you know what I'm saying? Played with these guys for a few years, been more than high school. You know, I grew up with these guys. One of these guys is my cousins. The other guy's one of the very close friends, you know.
Come on, man.
Got my man, Quan D, and my boy Donnie.
Yo.
What's going on with y'all?
Yeah, man. Been giving niggas buckets for a minute, man.
Hey y'all, I'm here too. My name's William Walker.
I can't forget him. You know, you got
forget him.
He had a big intro coming.
Bro, right. He was just excited, man. Hey, I surprised Zach today with Donnie in town.
For sure.
100%. You know, he brought Quan with him.
Come on, man. I had to come support the guys, bro.
He was just excited to announce his bro, man.
That nigga
shows. I ain't even mad at you,
bro.
You know, I'm with my guy Will every day. Like, I practice. You know, we are coaches. See him every day.
You gotta forget about me, bro. You ain't gotta forget about me.
I love forget about LeBron James.
We just had a quick stop through from cousin Ty Wilson.
For sure.
Shout out to Ty.
So, yeah, Donnie, what you been on, bro? You know?
Yeah, it's good to be back in the city. You know what I mean? Everything's been going well, you know. Living life out in Atlanta.
Oh.
Got a nice little job that is in Austin, Texas. So, get to work remote.
Say that again. I mean? You got a nice job where?
In Austin, Texas. Yeah.
Did you just drop a bomb in here? You get ready to move?
No.
You move with the
I can move wherever I want to within the United States if I wanted to.
That's tough.
I was honestly blessed to be in this position.
You hear my nigga stand? Humbly, though. Humbly.
So, Donnie, I seen this summer you coach AAU.
Ah, that was an experience.
Yeah, talk to me about it. Was that first time?
Taking care of some AAU coaching team. Yeah. But, you know, down in Atlanta, it's a whole different ball game. You got a plethora of AAU teams, and you got a whole lot of politics going on, so it was a whole new experience. I mean, like, it's kind of like me playing up here, but it's very, very lax. It's not the same. It's not the same.
The coaching's not the same, or the basketball down there ain't the same.
The basketball down there is not the same.
Because Bud had the same thing to say about Arizona. He said that out there is like playing street ball.
Like, I would prefer that if it was down where I'm at. It's trash. I mean, like, if you good, you good. Like, I hate to say it, but at the end of the day, from what I see, if you're good, like, the proof is in the pudding, and you just get on the best AAU team down south, and you just get in these small tournaments, nothing serious.
But like, all the local teams just boo-boo.
Mm-hmm.
This is Indiana.
So high school basketball is trash down there?
I won't say that high school basketball is trash down there.
Well, I wouldn't say trash, but...
I mean, like, if I had to rank Georgia versus Indiana, I'd give me an Indiana school all day.
So that was going to be my next question. If you moved the DAC down there to where you at, would that probably be the best conference?
I won't say it'd be the best conference.
That would be top five high school for basketball, right?
I don't know, bro. It all fluctuates. It fluctuates. The talent comes from different places at different times. You just know Indiana is just known for good fundamental basketball.
So,
well, I feel like the DAC is to Indiana as the Big Ten is to USA.
Yeah, because if you think about it, over the past, I'll say 10 years, Michigan has grabbed a lot of players from the DAC.
From the DAC?
Spike, is it Aldridge or Aubridge?
Aubridge.
Spike Aubridge, Zach Novak.
I mean, Purdue.
Also Purdue.
Speaking of Purdue, shout out to y'all because y'all ranked number 6 in the nation. I like that. Bringing Indiana basketball back.
Right. Yeah, that's what's up, though.
Indiana breeds a real solid type of player. Usually a lot of smart players.
100% on that.
They ground them up, bro. Because when I came up here, bro, I never sat with my coach or was with my coach for damn near more hours than the day that I was with anybody else. Coming up here, it was like, what was it, 5 a.m. practice.
Mm-hmm.
School was still damn the same thing. Then practice from 2 to 8. You then spending your whole day surrounded by basketball when you're actually in it.
I never understood why Boyd did that until I started coaching. It wasn't after the first year. But it's really to keep you out of trouble.
Yeah, it's really a discipline thing,
and
bro.
And that's one thing I can't say. None of like the kids to Boyd probably got in no like street trouble.
Right, like he didn't give you time to.
For real. But he taught me so much unconsciously, though, bro. He was teaching shit, like, but honest, I didn't even think about.
I mean, I would love to have a program where we could do that.
Yeah.
I don't got that type of time to devote to it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Boy, I mean? Boy utilized his connections within the city or within the school.
He definitely did.
So he had eyes everywhere, and the believe thing, it or not.
Everywhere.
I mean, the thing about y'all, he had he had his assistant principal duties. He couldn't even get to practice until 4:30.
Right.
So y'all always had study tables right after school.
Yeah. Which was controlled by the assistant coach, Eubank.
Yeah. So y'all right there right after school, and then y'all go right into practice, and it was always watched by somebody, you know what I mean?
Man, salute to boy, man.
It is.
Yeah.
That was dope. Sure. But that whole setup, y'all had a regular schedule. Y'all knew what it was every day.
Every
and it was it was the same thing every day. It's not like now where we got early practice one day, late practice another day, early practice one day, late practice another day.
But yeah,
it prepared us to get to, whether we was going to that next level. It's just going into the next level in life.
But yeah,
boy was a true leader of men.
You going to practice on Christmas fucking with him. So you better wait to open them gifts.
You gonna practice on Thanksgiving.
You gonna wait to get turkey.
Whatever holiday is coming up. Hey,
I ain't getting boy in trouble. I don't know what was legal when, so I'm gonna cut out.
Oh, you mean tell me that wasn't legal?
It was optional.
What?
It was optional if you wanted to come.
Y'all coaches, y'all know what optional means. Optional mean bring your ass. It do not mean optional unless I say, hey y'all, this is really optional. You do not have to be there tomorrow.
I don't even trust it. I wouldn't trust
it. No, come back to the next one.
Like what you mean by optional, coach?
Regardless of that, if the gym opened, why wouldn't you want to be there?
That's
exactly.
True.
Facts.
Exactly.
Like, it's really like, okay, coach, I'm going to ask my mind, can I get out of doing this so I can come to the gym?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would have been me.
But, yeah, he did build structure, bro. He knew what he was doing, but I don't think we knew what he was doing, bro, because he was –
It took us a minute to catch up.
He's in high school, bro.
But the stuff he was saying, I utilized it. Just like from them long 2-hour talks, bro. I remember some stuff he said out of nowhere, bro. And he'd be like, but it ain't got nothing to do with basketball what I'm doing. But
he told us, though.
Late, bro.
He told us in the locker room. He like, bro, this not going to affect y'all to y'all get out of high school. And y'all, when y'all become an adult, this when y'all going to see this stuff I'm telling y'all about. And all that came into fruition.
That's why coach is important, man. It's a whole nother structure figure type that can, you know what I'm saying, build something, steal something to you. That's why they always give my respect, man.
So, let me ask y'all this. Do y'all remember that practice?
Which one?
When boy woke up and really chose violence with us, bro.
When he came with them horns on his head?
Yes, bro.
I remember
He came in there with the one boot and the one shoe on, bro.
Yes.
We did garbage can runs.
Yes, we did.
17s.
Yes, we did. And then the 840s. And then game runs on top of that.
And game runs.
Why
bro,
he
all
had
in
the
one
horns
day.
On? Why he have a boot and a...
Nah, these was figuratory horns. But he really had one snow boot on and one basketball shoe.
It was one of them, bro. I don't know what happened to him.
Bro, he really like woke up and was like, all right, y'all gonna go lift and we finna just run.
Just ran.
And we didn't do, I think we came off a win.
Yeah, we did.
Bro, like, I'm sorry, but he actually did that. I think he did that in December. He did it on my birthday. If I'm not mistaken, it was on my birthday.
Yeah, so we supposed to go out to eat and everybody was like, after this practice,
how we gonna get there? Yeah. Can he walk to the car?
Yeah, only 4 people survived that practice, if I'm not mistaken.
I know I definitely got kicked out.
That nigga said on his birthday.
You think I wasn't getting kicked out on my birthday?
They was the craziest ones to be in a organization with, bro. Cause they did not care, bro.
That's the day after Christmas, yo.
Bro, the day of Christmas, we ran so much. He made Java cry. Can we edit that part out?
It's all right to cry, bro.
Java cried.
Java really cried, bro.
Man. I cried sometimes.
I mean, like,
it was
those runs was tough.
Bro, them
those runs was no joke. I mean, like, if anyone do those runs, how he did those runs, none of these kids would survive. Guaranteed.
Everybody would quit. I guarantee.
Guaranteed.
He turned us to Rudolph, bro. He put his sled on our back, bro.
Bro, we did have a sled,
had us
bro.
Running around the goddamn gym, bro.
So, today at practice, there was this freshman. All right. Now, mind you, he's very confident in himself. And he can hoop. Don't get me wrong. He definitely can hoop. But he only, like, he has one thing that goes on in his mind, and that's score the ball.
That's unfortunate.
So, we had practice today. He actually wins the drill.
Time out. Do you play defense?
when he wants to.
Yeah, when he wants to. He definitely can.
You can work that DNA.
He better than James Harden, but like he take a couple plays
off. You know how James Harden will play hard for the crucial possession, but throughout the course of the game, he really don't care.
Yeah, I can say that. So, now mind you, you know, the football guys are back, so seniors and juniors are there. Like, we basically have our whole team back.
Mm-hmm.
We playing, what was it, 5-on-5-on-5?
Yeah.
We playing 5-on-5-on-5.
Mm-hmm.
Now he talking shit to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But he wins the drill.
Mm-hmm.
Tells everybody, fuck off my court.
Oh. Whoa.
This is a freshman.
What?
Let me tell you why, what they did to him.
Man.
Meet me in the locker room.
To end the practice, everybody, the team gets to pick two guys.
Yeah.
They both gotta make two free throws. They pick two guys, freshman comes. Mm-hmm. Hey, I need to shoot these free throws. Ain't nobody say nothing to him. So first guy go up here, he miss him. See? I told y'all should let me shoot these free throws.
Right.
We go run. Mind you, he does come in first in almost every run we do.
He literally comes in first.
That.
Freshman.
His mind just a little geared
the wrong way. It just needs to be molded a little bit.
He needs to get humbled. That's all. He needs to get humbled. That's going to happen.
So they come back. They was like, all right, big man, since it's your flow, go ahead and shoot these free throws. But if you miss, we on your ass after practice. Yeah, all right. I'm like, hey, they not playing, bro. Like, this is a real thing. So he went up there. He sunk the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he knocked the second one down. He like, yeah, like I thought. And I'm just looking at Coach. I'm like, let that have been us.
Yeah, that's what I'm finna tell y'all.
So look, hold on. So we pull him to the side.
Yeah.
And we was like, you know, I explained to him how there's a thing called underclassmen and upperclassmen. Like, that's a serious thing.
Anybody listening, hit me up with the definition of deference. $20 cash app.
Well, I'm finna say five.
First person to do, you better not.
These
bro.
Niggas getting money.
That's for you to do, bro.
They get money over here.
$20. Exactly. Somebody, y'all write me. Hey, I listen to the podcast. The definition of deference is.
Right.
Go ahead, put it out. I cash app you $20. Only the first person to do it, though.
Have you ever had to be, if you were an underclassman or if you were an upperclassman, have you ever had to humble someone or like, you know?
Yes, both ways.
Yeah. I have to.
Both ways. Underclassmen, for
not
sure.
Not in basketball, though. I didn't do it in basketball.
I got humbled. I got humbled, and then I humbled somebody.
The real concern, I feel like, bro, it's a team effort, bro. If you got somebody like that, bro, and you're upperclassman, bro, turn up, bro. Like, turn up. You got this young nigga who ain't even been through the things you've been through going crazy like that, bro. Not saying that should be your main target to aim at his head, but, like, if you see him like that, either encourage or go crazier so you can still, you know what I'm saying, turn up or instill shit in him that he don't even see for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. His thing is that he only think about scoring, and we don't need him to score.
Like, for real, if he want to play varsity, there's...
It's not a room for him to be a
scorer. There's four people already that's, like,
but he can get
labeled
his, but he'll still get his buckets, if that makes sense. Like, he's not a scorer, but he'll get his buckets within the set.
That's what I'm saying. He don't know how to play off the ball.
He's a freshman, though.
Y'all talking crazy. He going to get his buckets on JV.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's where he's going to go off.
He got the green light with me. Just go.
This is head
coach. I'm not like that, but, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, my play is going to be running for him because, like.
When he played JV, he got the green light. Go.
For real.
I feel like, bro, since he a freshman and he got some qualities that you want, bro, mold that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mold him to right
way. He get molded right there.
For sure.
That's where he's going to get molded at. That's where he's going to be a freshman on JV, and next year he'll have a varsity spot.
For sure.
Next year, he might start. As a sophomore.
He might start.
Like,
the way he thinks.
What he wants to do, we don't need him to do yet.
Like, he wouldn't be able to gel on the floor.
And the thing is,
okay,
him learning how to play a role will help his game, his all-around game, so much better.
I think that's one of the hardest things for a young player to actually understand is that once you find your role or find your footing, you can get minutes on whatever level.
I mean, it
don't matter.
It's the same premise as a great leader is a good follower, right?
True.
A great leader is a great follower. Like, you got to learn how to follow.
That's lingo.
Yeah.
To lead, you know what I mean? That's so lingo. You got to learn how to play your role so you know what everybody got to do when you the lead role.
That's a bar.
So who
that's a bar.
Drop it.
Hey. You copyrighted that.
Drop the bomb. That's the jewel right there.
I might have to get that. I ain't got the bomb. I think we got swishes, remember?
Yeah, drop that. That's a swish right there. That's a three-pointer. Drop it.
Drop it.
Yeah.
Tap it.
Oh, Lord.
There you go.
My boy Will just dropped a swish on somebody.
That's real lingo, though. I feel you. I feel you on that one.
Yeah.
And shout out to all my overseas hoopers, too, man. My nigga got 20 different jerseys in here. Passport crazy. Oh, he been everywhere, man. How would they treat you over there? Like playing for a professional basketball team in another country?
What you asking me, bro?
I'm saying, what's the... Are they basketball not taken as the same as us, right, but do they still... They embrace it the same?
So over there, I mean, essentially, you the NBA in their country.
That's basically what I'm asking.
So it's a pro league. Like, pretty much, I'll say, all the countries over there have their own professional league.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it's like the NBA in that country. That's their professional league. So, like anybody in the basketball community.
They're rocking with you. They're rocking with you. For sure.
That's nice.
I mean, it is. You go in the grocery stores, little kids running up to you like, hey,
that's
high five.
Right there. So.
Some, depending on where you at, maybe they can't communicate with you really.
Right.
Maybe they can, but they come up, say hi, and give you a high five. Might ask for an autograph. And
stop playing with my boy.
Man. I mean. Because you entertainment while you're there.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to play the role. You go do store, like store visits and stuff. Do for sponsors, pop-ups.
Yeah.
Do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Poster signings at malls.
For sure.
All right, man. Let's switch over into the right lane one time. Everybody in here is a big music guy.
Damn. Come on. Turn me up.
What's up?
So I feel like I might have asked this question before. I'm not sure. Before the games, what was our pregame song, if y'all remember?
I got something for you.
That one song that you listened to, like,
what year?
That just turned you into that, put you in that zone.
It is.
Friday Night Lights.
It ain't that old.
2014, Forza Drive.
Come on. January 28th. The real is back. The bill is back. Flow bananas here, peel this back. J. Cole, you gotta chill, bro. This shit be crazy, man. If you use all the bars, what the fuck?
Mine was J. Cole too.
Yeah, J. Cole was like that, bro.
Mine was Return to Simba.
Motivational
Friday Night Lights.
Motivational subtle turn up that'll get you focused type shit.
This is your moment. It's supposed to be your moment, ain't it?
Yeah, I rock with him on a whole nother level.
I typically would just say Drake.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
For whatever reason, like
Drake definitely has some turn up songs.
He was always in the mix.
He always has something, regardless if it was fast paced, low tempo, whatever. I just need something to just calm my mind.
I was on Gilbert Arenas' Instagram page. I think it was Gilbert. Mm-hmm. Might have to fact check that. But he said, you can tell what type of music a player listens to, the way he plays basketball. You think that's true?
Let me ask you.
Because like he said, like, you know, somebody who listens to like slow music, they got like that smooth game, you know, like Paul George or.
Can I ask you something? What you think Kobe was listening to before he go drop?
He listened to the Michael Myers.
Oh yeah,
theme
he
song.
Said that.
He listened to
that.
Michael Myers theme song. Because he would get like so locked in to what he was actually doing. That's the only thing that
I think that was just one game, but yeah, I think
so. He
could have been just one game.
Michael Myers,
you know,
got a song?
No, it was that he said,
"Nigga finna go slay somebody."
Bro, I remember him saying that. I just saw that it was recent too. I just saw it was recent too. He said he listened to that the whole time, and he said it like entranced him.
Who was that
point.
In the finals?
That's crazy.
He just went crazy.
I don't know if it was the finals,
that's
regular season,
bro.
But y'all know Kobe was different.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if he actually did that.
Yeah.
That's manifestation, bro. Because if you thinking about killing niggas on the court and you go that deep to listen to a serial killer song.
they said he was addicted to winning, bro. Like,
yeah,
addicted to being the best.
Yeah. Yeah, my boy was talking about that the other day, bro. I said, bro, how you argue with Shaq big ass, bro? And then actually damn near win an argument if I'm getting it right, like. I mean, your ass is not stopping when y'all argue. But, hey, can I answer your question, bro? I don't know, bro, because LeBron, I feel like LeBron the type of nigga that listen to Jay-Z and Drake went before he hooped. But he not like, it won't transition, bro. I mean, you could put a Drake song behind LeBron highlights, but
LeBron James is not he's not a killer on the court. Not to me. He's just not. He's not a killer.
I can say he a killer, but I ain't gonna say he just a ruthless killer.
He said he an assassin, bro.
Yeah, he's not a killer. Assassin.
He is an assassin.
He like the hitman.
So
remember the game Hitman? he can kill you whatever type of way he really want to kill.
Very much.
So I'm glad you said. I'm glad we're talking about LeBron because we had a conversation 2 days ago in the kitchen, and you know he said my cousin said LeBron gets his calls or he gets all the calls. Did you say that?
I said LeBron gets his respect, just like Jordan got his respect. He gets respect from the whole NBA. He gets respect, bro. Like they know that's LeBron, bro. You finna get him what he. You ain't finna play him out of no cause, bro. You finna get him if he feel like he foul. If it look something like a foul, bro, he getting his.
So with him saying that, now me and you had a conversation about 2 weeks ago. Every time LeBron goes to the basket,
he get fouled.
He gets fouled.
Every time, right?
No, he don't.
Yes, he does.
No, he don't.
Bro, he's getting grabbed. He's getting scratched, smacked.
Okay.
That's a semi-truck, bro.
Same thing right now
so,
with James
okay,
Harden.
So, look.
Same thing now with James Harden.
If we playing with Will Big Ass and he going to the basket.
He finna foul him.
Who? So he don't get
give
no calls?
Give me that arm.
So who he don't get no calls because he big?
So what?
Will better not call no calls when I'm on the court with him.
Top. So oh. What you saying? If he get fouled every time and I say he get his respect, that means he get. Bro, you know you can't stop certain things, so, bro, you know he finna.
I'm saying LeBron don't get his calls like Harden does, is what I'm saying.
No, LeBron don't do all that extra,
LeBron
bro.
LeBron don't get his calls
LeBron
real,
don't go to the paint and be like, ugh.
So, I really think LeBron started excessively flopping to get more calls.
You think he have?
No,
he getting old.
I think that's where it started.
Bro, because he did.
Sure, I mean, because he used at first he was just powering through everything. It didn't matter. He wasn't. I mean, he would flop to try to get a call, but it wasn't excessive.
True.
He started flopping excessively because he got tired of getting fouled but every time he went up.
He
for
had
a
shift with the culture though, because you see other niggas doing that shot time and they had the free throw get 20 points from the free throw line. Why wouldn't I give me a free 20?
I mean, but the thing about the NBA is, bro, if you go to the basket between two people. You're going to get fouled.
True.
But they're not going to call it every single
time.
They
don't. Bro, watch them do. I mean, watch them when they go to the basket.
Yeah,
they're
like 30%.
They're getting grabbed and slapped and everything going to the basket, and they hit the layup, and they turn and do whatever they got to do to get back on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't my players see that? Why don't my players see that? Why they feel like they get slapped on the arm? Coach, you're not going to call the foul? Hey, your man is about to score a layup going the other way.
Exactly.
So I finally got a William family member that will tell me the truth.
Oh, Lord.
He tries to downplay his bowling skills. Would you please tell me how good this man is?
I actually can't. It's been quite some time.
Bro, tell
them. You got them brainwashed or something, bro?
No, tell them y'all went bowling. I wasn't there, bro.
But you're a bowler, bro.
He really don't bowl.
Bro, I told you, bro, the Wilsons in Michigan City are bowlings like this. Wilsons, Walker.
Donovan.
Everybody else is like right here, bro. That's like, y'all take it so serious,
Donovan,
bro.
Donovan, I need you to think back, all right?
I'm trying.
Okay, now think. 2006, what grade were you in?
Damn, bro, you going back.
Yeah, fifth grade.
Right in there, okay. He was in fifth grade, right? All right. From the time he was in fifth grade on, I was gone. I was in college. I ain't really come back like that. I was over there. Then I played overseas for 8 years.
True.
Yeah. Him and Tyler and Chris grew up bowling with Stafford.
Yep.
I wasn't with them all the time. I was with them every once in a while, but we wouldn't go bowling when we was together.
All right, man. I'm gonna let you slide.
Yep. I can actually vouch.
So you want to go bowling tomorrow?
I'll beat your ass, but yeah, we can go bowling. See? Whatever.
We can go bowling. Right,
bro. I'm a competitor, bro.
How long are you here for, Donnie?
Until Friday.
I should
Friday
add right
what?
Here. I should add how me
all
and
day
Jared,
Friday.
Bowling trip. With.
You said what?
I got all day Friday. So I'll leave Saturday. I just bowl.
From practice to after practice. Or you got to work.
I have a child.
Bro, you could bring Dallin.
Yeah, she can bowl too.
Nah, she wild.
Shout out to Dallin.
Hey, man, I'm in this with the guys. I got my boy E in here. My name is Sean Boy Quandy. I got my boy Dunny in here. I got my boy. Hey, look, man. Y'all can follow me. Instagram, Sean Boy Quandy 1. New music on the way.
Y'all people, his voice got deep as hell when
hey,
you
hey,
to say
hey, you got to hey, let me plug. Can I plug?
No, it's not here, Billy D.
Because when they
touch
me, you're going to be like, damn, he was on the podcast. So basically, hey, new music out.
Yeah.
New videos out.
Yeah.
I got blogs and shit I'm trying to create. All this shit is being in-house, so I ain't even doing it from no outsourced thing. So if you see some shit from me, it's recorded by me, it's produced by me, it's engineered by me, written by me. Or E. And he got a new tape out.
Oh, yeah.
Put your seatbelts on. My nigga got a new tape out. Go get that Shine Boy 2. Coming back shit. Video.
Yeah.
And go follow all the guys. And if you being productive, I'm rocking with you. Because you're trying 100%. To do something. Kids, don't do drugs. Don't play with guns. Get your education. First thing first, find you a goal. Stick to your goal. Keep going at it, man. You know what I'm saying? Bosses take losses. Keep going till you win.
You
know what I'm saying?
Donnie,
you got something to say?
Hey, look, I cannot top that one. I can't top that one, but
peace, love, and happiness.
Gang be doing it. Bro, gang used to motivate me so crazy in high school, bro, because if boy wasn't giving us a speech, Donnie finna drop one on you. He finna give you something. Boy, get your ass off. Hey, it's time to turn up.
Definitely was.
Oh, God.
I appreciate that. I really do. Hey, you already know, the power of positivity, man. That's my only thing. You know, feed your mind with as much positive thoughts, as much positive things as possible, because, you know, the mind is the most strongest muscle in the body. At the end of the day, if you ain't got your mental correct, you ain't finna be, you know, going in the right direction.
Manifestation,
down the line.
Man.
You know, you can go sideways and stuff, you know. You just got to get back on track.
Get back on track like a choo-choo train, man.
Keep that face at the end of the day. For real.
For real, like, though, bro.
Hey, Donnie talking real stuff.
He like, did, bro. He
came. I'm like, choo-choo train. You know what I mean?
It did fit. It was just weird.
y'all didn't crack.
No, it was on point, to be honest.
Thank y'all for listening and tuning in to another episode of Love the Grind Podcast, man.
Show.
I appreciate y'all boys for coming in, you know.
You already know.
Kicking the bucket with you guys.
Huh? You already know.
In the bucket. Shooting the bull?
All that, bro. You feel me?
Gang,
you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Zebo.
Man, it's Will Walk.
And this is
Love the Game.
Love the Grind. Love the Game. Love the Game. Ballin'.